There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning. Do you have your retirement date set, or have you maybe already retired? And how about your financial plan? Do you have things squared away? Or are you still working on putting all those pieces together? Creating a financial plan for retirement can be a tough job. There are a lot of moving parts and a ton of uncertainty that you'll have to consider. Well, good morning and welcome to our show, Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey. Alongside of me, Steve Mahler. We're financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group. Our offices are over at 270 in Manchester. And we help folks with these questions day in and day out. And today we want to help you with some easy tips that you can follow to create a better financial plan for retirement. We're going to talk about four areas of retirement planning and the areas that we see a certain level of what we would say misunderstanding. And when we're consulting with our clients or prospective clients each and every week in our daily discussions with retirees and pre-retirees, these are the areas that we see people simply getting it wrong.
So we have got four steps for you to take to have a better retirement plan or a better financial plan. So stay with us throughout the show. And as always, during one of the breaks, if you would like to call in and set up a time to come meet with me or meet with Ken, we would love to meet you. And the number that you should call is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of confusion about other areas, but these four specific areas, I think we see the most confusion day in and day out. So number one, folks, don't hurt yourself by formulating the wrong opinion on a financial topic that could be vital to your success. So step one, Steve, want to talk a little bit about don't wing your retirement income budget. I think this is something we talk about quite often, isn't it? All the tips are based on the real conversations that we have with folks day in and day out. And we find folks are just focusing way too much energy on investments and rates of return and not on the real specific part of how much they're going to spend.
Yeah, we find that our families that we meet with, that's the first thing they're thinking about is their investment plan. And as we've talked about time and time again on this show and in some of the classes that we teach, it's really about understanding what you want to spend in retirement and what that income budget looks like and what your sources of income are.
Yeah, do yourself a favor, do not wing your budget. People ask us all the time, and I'm sure you're thinking these same questions, folks. So listen closely. Are you concerned? Do you want to know if you're on track? Do you want to see if you've saved enough money for retirement? Are you worried about going through another stock market cycle and losing money again? Do you have a plan for retirement? Are you worried about the unpredictable expenses in retirement?
And every one of these really are, they're common answers about income in one way, shape, or form. And think about what's driving your lifestyle today. It's the fact that today you're getting a paycheck. And so in retirement, guess what? The paycheck's going to go away. So what are going to be the sources of your income? It might be Social Security. I think everybody's going to get Social Security. Most of you out there will. How about pension? Pension income. Those are two of the three legs of that income stool that we talk about all the time. And if you're lucky enough to have both the pension and Social Security, you may have your income needs taken care of. But if you don't have the pension, it's possible that you're going to need your assets that you spent a lifetime accumulating to be able to make up that shortfall.
Exactly. You've spent 30 to 40 years living your lifestyle built around your regular monthly paycheck that doesn't change when you retire, and you need to focus on what those sources are, what that standard of living is going to be, and you need to understand what it takes financially on a monthly basis to pay for that lifestyle. And no different than when you were working.
Absolutely. And what you said earlier, I think, is such a key that people are focused on the investments first. And this is really where the focus needs to be. This is where it starts, because whatever the answers are to these questions, it drives everything that you do after that, including your investment plan.
I know I shouldn't be shocked anymore, but I'm still shocked at how many folks come into the office, do not have an understanding of what they plan on spending in retirement. They haven't thought it through. And as much as we talk about it, that's the cornerstone. If you don't get that right, everything else you do following that is going to be off base. So getting that number right is so, so critically important. So that number one tip: know what your retirement spend is going to be on a monthly basis.
And that drives right toward something else we've always talked about, is once you have a handle on what you want to spend in retirement, you're sort of getting to dictate what you want your retirement to look like. Let's not let the markets dictate what your retirement's going to look like. Let's understand what your income needs are and then let everything follow naturally after that.
Well, and that leads us right to step two. Make sure you understand market risk and how it might affect you. And what I mean by that is investor overconfidence. And so let me be real clear. Overconfidence when it comes to their ability to successfully manage risk in their investments while living in retirement and potentially withdrawing money from a portfolio regularly. You're going from a place, folks, where you've been putting your money into your retirement plans monthly out of your paycheck. You've got a regular paycheck coming in. You're not spending your retirement money. And suddenly at the flip of the switch, you take a 180-degree swing.
So it's that actual shift that takes place of how your daily life is being conducted, from moving away from having a paycheck to now having to make sure that your other sources are covering your income needs. Besides that psychological shift that also takes place when you're leaving the workforce and entering retirement, those two things combined are often difficult for people to get their arms around.
And we see a lot of people fail to alter their investment philosophy. They just keep investing the way they always have during their working years and accumulating years. And you cannot do that successfully if you're depending on those assets for a withdrawal strategy.
It's the autopilot syndrome. You know, you've been on autopilot for all these years that you've been working and accumulating assets, and now you're moving from that accumulation phase into this preservation and distribution phase, and it really requires a philosophical shift that is hard to make, but one that is really, really necessary and really starts with the planning process.
And we're going to come back and pick up on this in the next segment. But before we leave the first one here, I just want to once again make you aware that we are available. We do encourage you to come in, sit down, and speak with the two of us. If you've saved over $250,000 for retirement, our process is called the Retirement Roadmap. We're here to help you. And just like we do help people day in and day out, we want to reach out and be able to help you as well. So give us a call at 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400. Get your personal retirement roadmap review. We'll do an income analysis to let you know what you need. We'll do a stress test on your portfolio to help you understand that downturn and how it might affect your portfolio, and a one-page plan that we call the retirement roadmap. All of this complimentary. It's your second opinion. Call now, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400, and get your retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back. Ken and Steve here from Heise Advisory Group, and today we're talking about four steps to a better retirement plan. And as we left our first segment, we were finishing up making sure that you understand market risk and how that might affect you.
And there's two facets that I think I really wanted to touch on. First, you likely have never experienced a market downturn during a stage in your life where you're no longer in a position to earn a paycheck. And so I think that's really critical. That's hard for people to get their arms around sometimes. And secondly, you've probably never experienced a market downturn while you're in a position that has you withdrawing money from the portfolio at the same time. So not only are you transitioning from your working life, getting a paycheck, you're now transitioning to this preservation and distribution phase of your life. So being aware of the risk in your portfolio at a time when you need those assets to generate a cash flow for you is really vital and really critical. And it's, I think, one of the most important steps in the analysis that we do.
It's quite different than when market downturns happened while you were still working and in that accumulation stage, because in those days you were just able to wait it out if you were so inclined, and you weren't going to need the money for a while, and you didn't have to access it. You had time to recoup. You had time to put more money into the portfolio. But that all changes, and we think you really need to reset your system, if you will, or reset your brain psychologically, so to speak, so that you view and perceive the market risk in your investment portfolio differently for the retirement stage of your life. And that's sometimes, for some folks, it's a hard reset.
It's a really
just
hard
reset. Just like on the computer, right? You need a hard reset once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely you do. And, you know, we're creatures of habit. And so you've had this 30 or 40-year working career where you've done things one way, and now you're making this transition. It's really hard to adjust to what you need to do going forward for what could be another 25, 30, 35 years. Who knows how long retirement's going to be? So you got to get it right.
So, folks, listen closely. This is how we do this. We use a program that's called Riskalyze. This is built out of the 2002 Nobel Prize winner for economics. It's a psychological evaluation on how you make choices between certainty and random outcomes. And we take your portfolio, every one of your holdings, through this Riskalyze program, and it will mimic and mirror image the exact 2008 bear market downturn, and it will let you know what your portfolio holdings will do should that happen again. And I think you really want to know that ahead of time. It's also going to let you know your own personal risk score. Somewhere between 1 and 100, you will have your own personal risk score that will follow you. And you can take your portfolio, measure that against who you are as an investor, not against who your advisor thinks you are, or who some random person that made investment suggestions to you, but it matches your holdings to you. and lets you start to make some intelligent decisions.
And I think that's really the key to this, is that it is wholly designed around your personal attitude and feeling about risk. Because remember, you're in this transition phase of your life, and you're doing this brain reset and understanding that the risk that you're going to be comfortable with in retirement is very, very different than the risk that you were most likely comfortable with while you were still working. So being able to take your existing portfolio and see how it's designed and what level of risk exposure you have and compare that to your personal attitude about risk, I think is really the key here, because we often find that there's a big disconnect the way people's assets are today coming out of their work life as they get ready to transition into retirement, and compare that to their risk score today. They're usually two different things.
And not only that, but we see day in and day out a big disconnect to how the client or the investor thinks they're invested versus how the broker has them invested. And it's typically because there's no clear connection to understand that. That's what Riskalyze allows us to do, is to have a risk score for the portfolio, a risk score for you as an individual. It is clearly spot on whether this portfolio is built around you personally or not. You will always have those two to connect.
And I think this really ties right back into what we talked about in the first segment, understanding your income and spend needs in retirement. Because once you've understood, once you've developed a good solid understanding for what your risk tolerance is and how much downside you're willing to live with in retirement, And we've identified what your income needs are, now we can figure out what's the reasonable rate of return that you need to be able to get you to and through retirement. And understanding the risk part of that and how much risk you actually need to take. We often find people in portfolios driving toward a return that's way beyond what their needs are. And so if you can develop a portfolio that more matches what your needs are and matches what your own tolerance for risk is, I think that you have a much better chance of success for a long retirement.
Step three, don't shun the idea of using an annuity in your portfolio. I can't tell you how many times I've met with someone that's formulated a bad opinion on an annuity. But as with any other financial product, they're another tool in that toolbox. They have pros, they have cons, they have different purposes. And, you know, the tendency is people try to learn about them. They'll do web searches. They'll talk to their neighbor who's going to give them their opinion of why they're either good or bad. But it's based on what the other person's experience is. Or they're going to read articles, or they're going to listen to other radio shows or commercials. Or you've got ads in the newspaper. You know, certain advisors hate them. Certain advisors love them. Just what I would suggest, don't judge the book by the cover.
And you referred to them as a tool, and I think that's something we talk about a lot. These are all just a means for an end, a means to an end, the tools in the toolbox. And the reality is that while there are probably some annuities that aren't very good and that we think you should shy away from, the truth of the matter is there are some stocks and bonds and mutual funds that aren't very good too. And just because there's a few bad stocks or bonds doesn't mean they're all bad. Yeah. So keeping an open mind, and as you said, not judging the book by its cover.
They're not right for everybody.
No, definitely not.
Bottom line, yeah. But be open to understand how they may or may not work for you. And that's part of when you come into the office and sit down with us for the retirement roadmap review, we'll help you work through that understanding of, does an annuity work or not work for you in your personal situation? But more importantly, I think it's time to get your own personal risk score. Give us a call, 314-328-4400. If you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement, we'll take your portfolio and we will enter it into the Riskalyze system and get you the information on what your portfolio will look like should 2008 happen again. I think it's so important to understand that before it happens rather than after it happens. And we'll take you through the retirement roadmap review process, help you understand what type of a return you need on your portfolio, and get you the one-page plan. So call now, 314-328-4400, and get your own personal roadmap review and personal Riskalyze score.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back. And the last step, step four in the process, is don't go it alone. Find a true fiduciary advisor, one who's required to put your best interest ahead of their own. In most cases, the fee that you're going to pay is going to be worth its weight in gold.
So having an advisor really is about much more than just investing in financial vehicles or financial products. It's about having someone that's going to be able to help you sort of see into the corners, if you will, things that you can't see on your own, having someone that's going to help you establish a plan that you're comfortable with and that you're confident in. It's about having someone that you can fall back on for advice and to answer your questions. And it's about allowing someone who is not emotionally attached to your money in the same way that you are, provide you guidance in an unbiased way.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's not about just rate of return. It's not just about investments. There's a whole host of planning that comes along with that. So again, folks, we've run out of time once again. Time flies when we're having fun. Take advantage of learning from these four steps to a better retirement plan. But folks, take it one step further. Give us a call today. Schedule your appointment. We want to review your portfolio and show you how to structure a financial plan that will get you to and through retirement. So call us now, 314-328-4400. Again, that number, 314-328-4400. We've had a great time again today. We're looking forward to speaking with you next week right here on KMOX, Your Retirement Highway.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.